It is a WREL weather alert day. We're dealing with scattered showers this morning. We'll likely end the day with some strong thunderstorms. I'll show you the timeline on Futurecast.
And after a student brought an airsoft gun to class, a school in Cary is boosting its security this morning. The efforts to keep students safe at Middle Creek High.
I'm still trying to process it in real time. I apologize, but it was just surreal.
Alabama.
I bet it would be. I can't imagine. The Panthers have a new quarterback, Bryce Young. He'll talk to us about being the number one pick. They got that number one jersey, number one pick. Big, big expectations from a guy who was deemed undersized.
Yeah.
But he's their guy, and that's the franchise future right now. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Today is a WREL weather alert day as well. That's a big story this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has been tracking the rain where it's falling. Really widespread right now, Elizabeth.
It is. It's gradually starting to pull out of our viewing area, but it's been pretty slow moving. It's been steady to heavy in some places this morning. Brian's coming up to talk about its impacts to traffic. This is really the last little bit of it, getting ready to push into Moore County. This is the other back edge of it that's starting to push through the triangle area right now. We're going to have a big space this afternoon where we're not going to see rain, even a little bit of sunshine. And then the cold front comes through this evening. Right now, we're looking at some steady rain from Wake Forest and Wendell back down toward Wilson's Mills and Clayton up through Lewisburg. And that band is about to head up toward Roanoke Rapids as well. We've had steady rain across Mecklenburg County, Virginia for most of the day, morning so far. We do have a level one risk for severe storms. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. We'll see that rain moving on out. And after lunchtime, we begin to see some holes in the clouds, a little bit of sunshine. We warm into the mid-70s. That will add extra fuel to the atmosphere as our cold front comes through, and that's likely to start to develop some storms around 6 o'clock through 10 p.m., mainly in our northern counties, but don't discount the fact that we could see some of those in the south as well. Right now, it is pouring in Fayetteville. You can see some of that steady to heavy rain there. Of course, they have the big festival, Dogwood Festival, this weekend. The storms could cause an issue for music this evening, but Saturday looks wonderful. Sunday's looking a bit wet. 65 degrees around most of the viewing area right now. We'll jump to 75 with a bit of sunshine this afternoon, and then we'll see those evening storms. Sunday, we've been tracking that as well. We now have a level one risk of storms for Sunday. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat, and the timeline for that is likely to be afternoon. We'll take a look at that on Futurecast in just a bit, Brian.
802 right now as we take a look at traffic in Durham. We have some sort of an incident on 85 southbound right around Club Boulevard. Can't see the incident itself, but you can certainly see the delays there on I-85 southbound. Taking a look at the sensor readings, those backups begin just beyond the Red Mill Road interchange and extend down toward Club Boulevard. You might consider using Gear Street as a good alternate route this morning there on that side of Durham. The ride on 85 southbound from Butner to Durham now seeing about a four-minute backup because of whatever that incident is, very likely some sort of a crash there. As soon as you get out toward the 885 interchange there, I-85 southbound looks fine heading through Durham out toward the Hillsborough area. Around the rest of Raleigh, we are tracking some crashes. New information, a crash apparently blocking at least part of the road on southbound Six Forks Road around Loft Lane, which is just north of Millbrook Road in North Raleigh. A report of a crash with injuries out at Blue Ridge Road at Glen Eden Drive in the past 10 minutes or so. And to the southeast of Benson, look out for a crash there in southern Johnston County on Highway 50 near Highway 96. Of course, all morning long, we've been tracking road conditions. Everybody seeing those wet roads around our region and in the Triangle, watching the rain with dual Doppler 5000, that live radar, showing some pretty heavy showers now in Cary and Apex, heading up into Durham as well in the RTP area. The WREL storm tracker on the road right now on Western Boulevard in Raleigh. And as we take a look at that live picture, you can see that we have some light rain right now, but with the heavier showers moving into the western part of Wake County, we'll see some deteriorating conditions very likely. We'll check in with the WREL storm tracker through the morning as our coverage continues.
Thanks, Brian. We look forward to it. The Carolina Panthers are keeping the party going in Charlotte this morning. Just before midnight, the team announced fans can meet their new quarterback, Bryce Young, at Bank of America Stadium today. Young will be arriving in Charlotte around noon, make his way over to the stadium. There'll be a DJ there, big party, opportunities to take photos, get autographs. WRL's Pat Welter is at Bank of America Stadium, where the Panthers front office and coaching staff are just as excited about Young as the fans.
The Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama.
The reviews are in.
Unbelievable. I've been waiting for so long. When the trade-up happened, I was taking a nap when the trade-up happened.
The organization is just as thrilled.
All right, well, that was exciting, huh?
Bryce Young was the front office's guy all along.
when we met in February, there was just overwhelming conviction for him.
Young appealed to owner David Tepper's analytical approach, who cleared the trade up to one.
I thought this guy had the highest probability of winning Super Bowls.
And once Frank Reich was on board, all that was left was tonight's call.
There wasn't much convincing. You just watched the tape. There's a lot said about the size, but we're coaches, we're scouts. We watch the tape. And when you watch the tape, Bryce Young's the best player.
David Tepper made the call to Bryce Young and his message, how would you like to trade in Sweet Home Alabama for Sweet Carolina? And Bryce Young expected to be in North Carolina today for a press conference. WREL will have live coverage throughout the afternoon and evening. Pat Welter, WREL Sports, Charlotte.
Coming up in our next half hour, WREL's Gerald Owens talks to Bryce Young one-on-one in Kansas City right after he was picked number one.
This morning, security is increased at Middle Creek High School in Cary. It's a precaution after a student brought an airsoft gun to class. Airsoft guns shoot plastic pellets and resemble traditional firearms. WREL's Naya Harden is live at the school to explain what's being done to help keep students safe today, Naya.
Well, this morning we saw students and staff arriving to school. They are now in the classroom, but many students have also probably decided to not attend school today, deciding maybe to take the day off. We do know that a juvenile petition was filed against this student accused of bringing this airsoft gun to school on Thursday. Video showing you what things were looking like when police were working to investigate what happened. Students had reported to a teacher they saw another student hiding something in a sweatshirt. It was later handed over to police. Parents have expressed their frustration.
Going to school in America shouldn't be a risk. If it's a risk, we got a problem.
Because that student is under the age of 18, their name will not be released. Naya Harden, WREL News in Cary.
NC State is offering counseling services today and Monday after two apparent suicides within 24 hours. There have been seven apparent suicides at NC State this school year. Michael Grace is on campus in the WREL Breaking News Tracker this morning. Michael, another day, another tragedy.
Yeah, that has just sadly been the case. Yesterday afternoon, police responded to Sullivan Residence Hall, where they found a student dead on the eighth floor. Another student was found dead in the woods near Lake Raleigh Wednesday night. NC State's police chief shared his concerns over suicide contagion, a scientific concept that after one person takes their own life, others in the community may be at a higher risk.
We absolutely are worried about that. And again, I think the university has taken a stance that we are collectively worried about that, and we're trying to work on projects and programs to hopefully help.
Now, in a statement to the school, Chancellor Randy Woodson said the news is heartbreaking and shared his grief. Counseling services are going to be today 11 to 1 at Caldwell Hall Lounge and then 1 to 4 here at the Tally Student Union. Live at NC State, Michael Grace, WREL News.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, dial 988 for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And for a list of crisis counseling and county-by-county resources in North Carolina, go to WREL.com and search Get Help.
The Federal Reserve will meet next week to talk about interest rates. Today, we'll get one more key metric that factors into that decision. The Federal Personal Consumption Expenditures Report, the PCE, will come out at 8:30 this morning, just a little bit, about 20 minutes. It'll give an important reading on inflation and what we're all paying for necessary goods and services like gas and groceries. It comes a day after the release of the Gross Domestic Product Report, which showed the economy is growing slower than what experts were predicting and could signal a possible recession ahead.
The Carolina Hurricanes get another chance tonight to move on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Canes will be in New York to play the New York Islanders tonight in game six of their best of seven series. Carolina holds a 3-2 lead in the series. They were unable to close the Islanders out at PNC on Tuesday night in game five. If they are not successful tonight, they'll be back in Raleigh on Sunday for that decisive game seven.
Wake County School Board will go over public input today as board members continue their work to find a new superintendent. They'll be looking over the results of more than 4,000 public surveys and 1,700 staff surveys. The surveys give feedback on the characteristics people want to see in the replacement for Caddy Moore, who's retiring at the end of June. Top responses on the public survey include integrity and listening to input. The staff survey results show people are interested in someone with experience as a principal or a teacher.
Coming up, sneezing, congestion, itchy eyes. Does that sound familiar? If so, you find yourself suffering from allergies for the first time, you are not alone. Why doctors say more people are feeling the effects than ever before.
And Wake County's Teacher of the Year has been named. He just so happens to be an Air Force veteran. Why he says his experience in the military has helped him as a teacher.
And it's a messy start this morning. Scattered showers across the area. We do have a WRL weather alert day today. The best chance of strong to severe storms comes this evening. I'll show you that on Futurecast coming up.
Coming up on 8:14 into Friday morning right now, the tall tower camera from the WRL Southeast Wake County view that we have right here. Can it be gloomy and just pretty cool at the same time? I think so, because that is really neat. We are above the clouds looking down. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with that radar look. Now we see in real time what we're getting at.
Yeah, it looks really cool if you're looking at it out the window. If you're in it, it's messy this morning as folks are headed out. The heaviest band of rain has really started to form up here and is pushing off to the east, but it's moving very slowly. And there's one more little bit that's getting ready to move into Moore County. And then that's going to be the end of it. We're going to have a nice break through the bulk of the afternoon. And then we do see the cold front coming through this evening, and that's going to bring us the best chance of severe storms. So right now we're seeing some heavier rain between Smithfield and Wilson along I-95. That spreads northward up toward Rocky Mount, through parts of Nash County, and up toward Franklin County and Lewisburg. We'll take a look at our weather alert day. This is our level one risk for severe storms, for damaging winds. Our best chance of that is this evening. What will we see? Again, a good chance of damaging winds between around 6 and 10. Not likely to see tornadoes. We could see some quarter-sized hail and some localized flooding, but our chance for flooding today is on the minimal side. Sunday, after we get all this rain today and then add to it again on Sunday, that's the day that we'd have a better chance for more localized flooding. Here's a look at Futurecast right now, seeing that rain moving on through. I know you're seeing those clusters there where it's yellow and red. Not looking at any thunderstorms this morning for the most part. And by the time we get to lunchtime, that has moved out. We could see an isolated shower pop up during the afternoon, but we should also see a good bit of sunshine too. And that will set the stage for some storms that start to pop up around 6 or 7 o'clock. You can see that wave moving through, and it's out of here by around 11 o'clock or midnight. Saturday is still on track to be nice. There are lots and lots of festivals going on. One of those Spring Days Festival in Cary at 9 o'clock, 66 and fairly cloudy. But between 12 and 5, we'll see plenty of sunshine, 74, midday, 80 degrees for the high. And that's going to be true all across the viewing area. So here's today's system. We get a little bit of a break Saturday. And then here's Sunday's system that is also likely to bring us some scattered thunderstorms. We do have a brand new WREL weather alert day for Sunday. We have a level one risk for severe storms, and the timeline is likely to be afternoon. It may feel like today a bit. We're going to see some rain first thing in the morning, but then we'll see the line of thunderstorms forming up and moving through during the afternoon, and then everything moves on by. Our rain potential today is going to be somewhere between a half an inch and an inch, but we could add another inch to inch and a half to that on Sunday. So all total for the weekend, we could easily be reaching 2 inches in some places. We take a look at our 7-day forecast. It's going to be nice and warm and dry for Saturday. It looks fabulous. 76 today, 73 on Sunday, with, of course, that chance for scattered storms. Right now, it looks nice and calm and dry for next week. Brian, I know we're getting into that time of morning where it tends to be a little busy. How's it looking with the rain?
We are seeing some more crashes out there this morning, but we've seen fairly light traffic volume overall. Want to start off in Durham with that camera out at I-85 at Club Boulevard. And on that southbound side, reports of an incident, seeing some big backups there as you head in from the Red Mill Road area out toward Club Boulevard on 85 southbound. Zooming in there, you can see those backups as you approach Club. Consider using gear maybe as a good alternate route. If you're coming in from Butner toward Durham using 85 southbound, you're going to run into about a 6-minute delay overall heading out toward that 885 interchange, which, by the way, if you can pick up 85 southbound from 885, you're going to be well on the other side of those delays. Also watching some backups in both directions of 885 between 147 and the I-40 interchange, which is not unusual for this point in the morning commute. Still have this crash on southbound Six Forks Road around Loft Lane in North Raleigh, seeing some pretty heavy delays approaching the Millbrook Road intersection, and we have a crash in West Raleigh on Blue Ridge Road right around Glen Eden Drive. We are checking in with the WRAL Storm Tracker here. As you take a look at live dual Doppler 5000 radar, some showers, pretty heavy showers through the western side of Wake County, and right now the Storm Tracker is on I-40 out near 540, and you can see the windshield wipers going, a lot of spray getting kicked up out there, so pretty miserable morning commute. Just need to take it easy and slow down as you head out.
All right, thank you, Brian. A bell will toll 179 times this morning in front of the state capitol. That's once for every person who died on their jobs in 2021, the most recent year for which full data is available. The State Department of Labor is participating in the ceremony in observance of International Workers Memorial Day. This is video from last year's ceremony. Union members and community leaders will also be there as part of the call for strong safety protections for workers here in North Carolina. The ceremony is happening at 10 o'clock this morning.
A decision about the next step in North Carolina voter ID laws may happen today. A hearing today will determine whether a three-judge panel will be appointed to hear the ongoing case. This hearing was originally scheduled for Monday, but was postponed to today. Voters in 2018 approved amendments to the state constitution approving photo voter ID. A lawsuit argued the legislature lacked legitimate authority to put those amendments on the ballot because of gerrymandering. The amendments have been tied up in the courts ever since.
The U.S. military is getting more reports of sexual assault. In an annual report found more than 7,300 reports of sexual assault against service members in 2022. That is up from more than 7,200 reports in 2021. Overall, the number of assault reports has consistently increased in the military since 2010. And people who live near the VinFast site in Chatham County are giving their input on the future of their community. They share their questions and concerns with local and state officials at an open house last night in Moncure. Some of their feedback included the need for faster internet access and what new roads in the area will look like. The area is expected to grow quite a bit once the Vietnamese electric vehicle company builds its facility there. Another community hearing on the project is set for next month.
R&B singer and actor Patti LaBelle is coming to Durham this fall. She is part of the Forest at Duke Legends concert at the DPAC. She'll perform Friday, September 29th at 8 p.m. You may need to get a babysitter, though, because kids under six aren't allowed at this show. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. at the DPAC website.
For the first time since the peak of the Mpox outbreak last year, no cases have been reported this week. That's according to the CDC. The World Health Organization declared Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, a public health emergency last year. 42 deaths in the U.S. were linked to the virus within the last year. The last two cases were reported to the CDC last Tuesday.
It seems allergy season started early this year, don't you think? And not only that, seasonal allergies are making more people more miserable this year. Doctors refer to this early allergy season as a pollen storm. Also, a growing number of people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing allergy symptoms for the first time. Doctors say warmer temperatures that extend the window for pollen release are behind this explosion of allergens. So how do you know if you have allergies or something else like a cold? Doctors say there is one telltale sign.
The difference is itching. So people who have allergies tend to have a lot of histamine release causing itching in their nose, itching in their eyes.
Yet in the Southeast, including here in North Carolina, spring came 3 weeks earlier this year. So if you're suffering, especially for the first time, get help. Doctors say a number of treatments exist that can offer relief.
WNBA star Brittany Griner spoke publicly for the first time since returning to the U.S. She got emotional when asked how she found the resilience to finally speak.
You know, I'm no stranger to hard times, so. See, you cried and you made me cry. Just digging deep, but I just kind of relied on my hard work. Getting through it.
Griner was detained for nearly 10 months in Russia. She said pictures of her family and support from everyone meant everything. She also said she'll never go overseas again to play basketball unless it's for the Olympics.
Today, tickets will go on sale for U2's first ever stint at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Five extra concert dates were added for this fall after more than a million ticket requests on Monday. That makes a total of 17 performances of U2 Achtung Baby live at the Sphere. The band's residency starts September 29th. General tickets will go on sale this morning at 10.
Coming up, Florida residents are cleaning up this morning after a devastating tornado. We'll show you more of this extensive damage around the Panhandle area.
Also, a military community in Alaska is in mourning. What we know about a helicopter crash that killed three service members.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We are under a WRAL weather alert day. A lot of us seeing rain falling in the area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us exactly where it's falling and how long this is going to last.
It's pouring on that camera behind you right there, Michelle, and you can see why. We have this band of rain that's moving right through the middle of the viewing area across Raleigh down toward Fayetteville. There's a little bit of patchy rain behind it, but we're starting to see the back edge of that moving on through. We do have a level one risk for severe storms for today. The best chance of strong to severe storms with damaging wind will be later on this evening and not this morning. We take a live look at Sanford, and it started to taper off there a little bit. You still want to grab your umbrella heading out the door this morning. Temperatures are starting off in the 60s. We'll see a break in the precipitation for much of the afternoon and then more storms this evening. Brian?
Here at 8:27, we are still watching delays on the southbound side of I-85 in Durham, just beyond the Club Boulevard interchange, heading out toward 885. Some sort of an incident out there leading to some pretty big backups, leaving Butner heading down toward Durham on 85 southbound. About a 6-minute delay showing up there. If you can pick up 85 southbound from 885, that might save you a little bit of time this morning. Also consider using gear as a good alternate route. We have a crash on the north side of Raleigh at Six Forks Road at Loft Lane as well. I want to take you out of the roads with the WRAL storm tracker, and we've been seeing showers around the triangle this morning. This is I-40 out in South Durham, and you can see with the windshield wipers going, a lot of spray getting kicked up on the roads as well.
All right. Thank you, Brian. This morning, students at Middle Creek High School in Cary will notice increased security. It's all out of precaution after a student brought an airsoft gun to class yesterday. The student is facing juvenile petitions. Next on Fox 50, WRAL Gerald Owens talks one-on-one with new Panthers quarterback Bryce Young. And then on today, Will and Grace star Sean Hayes on his latest project. It is a WRAL weather alert day. We're dealing with showers this morning. We'll see a break in the precipitation midday, and then a round of storms comes through this evening that could bring us some severe weather. We'll walk through it on Futurecast coming up.
Two apparent suicides at NC State within 24 hours. The drop-in counseling service is available on campus today.
It was just surreal. Hearing my name called is it's a huge blessing. It's a huge honor.
Alabama. The Panthers have a new quarterback, Bryce Young, on being the number one pick. From Sweet Home Alabama to Sweet Caroline. I mean, that is just so exciting. A lot of people happy about this. Gerald Owens, he's there. He got to talk with him. Just such an exciting day for him.
High hopes. He's the franchise quarterback that takes them back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Time will tell right
Time
now.
Time will tell.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Good morning. So glad you're making us part of your Friday morning.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We also have to talk about the weather today because we're under a WRAL weather alert day. A lot of us seeing that rain out there on the way to work, on the way to school. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us exactly where that rain is falling and how long this is going to last, Elizabeth.
And I tell you what, this is just holding tight, moving really slowly. It looked like we might get rid of this by around 8 or 9, but it has developed into almost two distinct lines here. It's just rain. We're not looking at any thunder. thunder or lightning. I'll let you know if we start to see some of that popping up, but I wouldn't expect any of this to be severe. There's one more little batch that's getting ready to move into Moore County, but we do have this line producing some heavy rain right through Raleigh, all the way down into Harnett County and up through Wake Forest. We're seeing some heavier rain too around Wilson right now. We'll take a look at the northern piece of this, and you can see a little heavier band getting ready to move through South Hill, Virginia. We do have a level one risk for severe storms. Damaging wind will be our biggest threat today. We're watching just the last bit of that rain moving on through, but it may be, you know, closer to 10 or 11 o'clock before it all moves out of here. After that, we should see a few holes in the clouds, a little bit of sunshine, could see an isolated shower through the afternoon, but it'll likely be when the cold front comes through. So we're talking 6, 7 o'clock before we see a bigger round of thunderstorms, and those storms may linger until, say, 11 o'clock or midnight, and that's when we'd have the best chance of seeing any severe storms. This is a look at downtown Raleigh at City Plaza from our Jimmy V camera, where it is wet and messy out there, 65 degrees. We see our hour-by-hour forecast warming up nicely into the mid-70s this afternoon with a bit of sunshine, but of course, during the evening, we'll have that threat of severe storms. We have a new WRAL weather alert day for Sunday. Damaging winds possible during the afternoon. We'll walk through Sunday's timeline coming up in just a bit, Brian.
Here at 8:32, we are still watching delays on 85 southbound around Club Boulevard in Durham. Some new information here in the past few minutes. It looks like traffic may be flowing a little more freely there, heading away from Club Boulevard back toward 885. Sensors right now still are indicating overall about a 6-minute delay coming out of Butner toward Durham. If you can pick up 85 southbound from 885, that should save you a little bit of time. There's a report of a crash around the Durham freeway on the south side of Durham, but I'm not seeing any delays related to that crash right now. We have a crash on the north side of Raleigh in the clearing stages on Six Forks Road at Loft Lane. Just before you get to the intersection with Millbrook Road there on southbound Six Forks, you will run into some delays. Some other minor crashes that we're watching, although I'm not seeing any big backups with those. And overall, our major routes around the triangle are looking good. Seeing some pretty heavy rain right now falling as we take a look at live dual Doppler 5000 radar. As you head away from the Cleveland community up through Garner on 40 westbound on into South Raleigh, over on the western side of the triangle, the showers have started to ease up a little bit. The WRAL storm tracker on the road right now on I-40 between Hillsboro and Chapel Hill. And you can see the windshield wipers are going there, but it's not really pouring rain at this point. Still, everybody in the viewing area seeing wet roads this morning. So as you head out through the rest of the day, just need to slow down, increase your following distance, and pay careful attention.
Good advice. Thanks, Brian. The Carolina Panthers are keeping the party going in Charlotte this morning. Just before midnight, the team announced fans can meet their new quarterback, Bryce Young, at Bank of America Stadium today. Young will arrive in Charlotte around noon and make his way to the stadium. There will be a DJ and opportunities to take photos and win autographs. Young will be coming straight from the draft in Kansas City last night. That's where WRAL's Gerald Owens caught up with him right after the Panthers made their number one pick.
In the end, size didn't matter. The Carolina Panthers are pinning their future on a 5'10 quarterback who was told all his life that he was too small to play the position. Well, just look at him now. He always seems to smile, and why not? Bryce Young will be a starting quarterback in the NFL with fame and fortune beyond his imagination.
Is it surreal yet to think that there will be little kids in Pasadena wearing the number 9 Bryce Young Carolina Panthers jersey?
It's super. It's definitely surreal. I'm so grateful to be where, to be from where I'm from, you know, from Dina, and to hopefully do everything I can to try to add to the legacy of the city, make the city proud, and, you know, do everything I can also to help Charlotte, help that city as well.
Play on the field speaks for itself, but that's not the only reason the Panthers drafted him.
I really have a strong will, especially with this organization in Carolina, to do everything I can to help them be successful, to help accomplish those goals.
He played at a storied university and thrived in the moment.
To be able to play against the best every day in practice, be able to play against the best within the conference, and, you know, to be able to play on those big stages, to play in those big games. You know.
Panther fans hope the best of Bryce Young is yet to come. Bryce Young will have some help in turning this team around. The Panthers have two more picks today when we will meet the next new Carolina Panthers. Gerald Owens, WRAL News, Kansas City.
And coming up in the next half hour, WRAL's Pat Welter is in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium with a fan reaction.
NC State is offering some much-needed counseling services today and Monday after two apparent suicides within 24 hours. Michael Grace is on campus in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with the help that's available.
Yeah, it really is. Yesterday afternoon, police responded to Sullivan Residence Hall for the death of a student on the 8th floor.
Another student was found dead in the woods near Lake Raleigh late Wednesday night. NC State's police chief shared his concerns over suicide contagion, a scientific concept that after one person takes their own life, others in the community may be at higher risk.
We absolutely are worried about that. And again, I think the university has taken a stance that we are collectively worried about that. And we're trying to work on projects and programs to hopefully help.
Now, in a statement to the school chancellor, Randy Woodson said the news is heartbreaking and shared his grief. Counseling services are going to be from 11 to 1 at Caldwell Hall Lounge and then from 1 to 4 at the Tally Student Union today. At NC State, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And if you or someone you know is in crisis, here is some much needed information. Dial 988, great resource for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. For a list of crisis counseling and county by county resources in North Carolina, you can go to WRL.com. On our website, search Get Help.
This morning, security is increased at Middle Creek High School in Cary. It's all a precaution after a student brought an airsoft gun to class. Airsoft guns shoot plastic pellets and resemble traditional firearms. WRL's Naya Hardin explains what's being done to keep students safe.
Well, this morning we saw students and staff arriving to school. They are now in the classroom, but many students have also probably decided to not attend school today, deciding maybe to take the day off. We do know that a juvenile petition was filed against this student accused of bringing this airsoft gun to school on Thursday. Video showing you what things were looking like when police were working to investigate what happened. Students had reported to a teacher they saw another student hiding something in a sweatshirt. It was later handed over to police. Parents have expressed their frustration.
Going to school in America shouldn't be a risk. If it's a risk, we got a problem.
Because that student is under the age of 18, their name will not be released. Naya Hardin, WRAL News in Cary.
Breaking news we're following this morning. We've learned three soldiers were killed and another injured after two helicopters collided and crashed in Alaska. Army officials say they were returning from a training flight at the time. The surviving soldier injured in the crash is being treated at a hospital in Fairbanks. This is the second accident involving military helicopters in the state this year.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, we want to take you more than 250 miles above the Earth and give you this live look. And you're looking right now inside the International Space Station. Within the last 15 minutes, that hatch right there closed. And outside of that hatch are two astronauts getting ready to conduct a spacewalk. And this astronaut right now is just making sure that all systems are go. They were checking the equipment and gear before those astronauts left and that hatch was closed. Now, the astronauts will be installing hardware needed for future power systems upgrades. This spacewalk is expected to last a little more than 6 hours.
Pretty exciting. Thanks, Ken. Students and staff at Garner Magnet High School will celebrate Wake County's 2023 Teacher of the Year today. Terry Hennings was given the honor at a ceremony last night. The Air Force veteran has taught civic literacy and African American studies at Garner Magnet High School since 2017. He says his Air Force background helps him connect with students and form meaningful bonds when it comes to culture and race.
Carolina Hurricanes get another chance tonight to try to move on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Canes are in New York, play the Islanders tonight. It's game six of their best of seven series. Carolina with that slim 3-2 lead in the series. Not able to close out the Islanders at PNC Tuesday night in game five. And if they can't do it tonight either, they will be back in Raleigh on Sunday for a decisive game seven.
Time now, 8:40 on your Friday morning. New insight into the mindset of an airman suspected of leaking sensitive Pentagon documents. What prosecutors found that points to a history of violent threats.
And good news related to a staple on many grocery lists. Egg prices could be dropping. We'll explain why you're not likely to see that where you shop, though. Also, it's a WRL weather alert day as you look live downtown Raleigh right now. Some spotty light rain out there. It's heavy in other areas for your morning commute as that gets wrapped up. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will have timing for potential severe weather later today.
Welcome back on your rainy Friday morning. This is a look from the WREL storm tracker out on 40 East. They were up in Durham. They are heading back into Raleigh. So this is what you can expect if you are heading out the door right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, we're under a WREL weather alert day here. A lot of the rain still widespread, but it is going to push out eventually.
It is on its way very, very slowly. You can see it heading in that direction. It's going to continue to pull up to the north and the east and away from us in the next few hours. Still just a little bit of light patchy rain down here, trying to move it into Moore County, but a lot of that's starting to fizzle as it slides eastward. So we're almost done with this. Give it another hour to 2 hours. That rain is heavier from Clayton up through eastern Wake County, through Rollsville, Knightdale, Zebulon, headed up toward Lewisburg, and we'll push it over just a smidgen more, and you can see some heavier rain in Wilson, Rocky Mount, Red Oak, and up the I-95 corridor. So it's just some scattered rain right now. We're not looking at anything severe, but we do have a level one risk for severe storms. We would mainly see this during the evening between 6 and 10 p.m. Damaging winds would be our biggest threat. So we're looking at rain this morning, and then right around lunchtime into the rest of the afternoon, we'll see partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will climb into the mid-70s. You might think the whole thing is over, but during the evening, again, starting at around 6 or 7 o'clock, more scattered storms pop up, and that's when some of those could be severe with wind damage. Here's a look at what's happening right now. We have a warm front lifting across our area. As it continues to lift northward, it's going to take that rain with it, and then we're going to have a break in the precipitation during the afternoon. Then the cold front swings through. That's going to bring us a few isolated severe storms potentially that could produce some wind damage. Here's Futurecast. We'll continue to watch that rain pulling on out of here. By the time we get to lunchtime, it all should be east of us. It may be moving a hair faster than this model is showing. And then during the afternoon, we see some sunshine breaking out, maybe an isolated shower or two, but most of us are going to stay dry through the afternoon. Then starting around 6 or 7 o'clock, we begin to see a wave of showers and storms developing. They may be isolated, but that's when we can have the best chance of any severe storms. After that, Saturday clears out nicely and it looks beautiful if you have outdoor plans. So today, a WREL weather alert day with our best chance of storms in the evening. And then new this morning for Sunday, we also have a WREL weather alert day. Best chance for thunderstorms would be Sunday afternoon. Here's a look at Sunday. We're going to see the warm front lifting up across our area, kind of like this morning, where we'll see some showers and then thunderstorms start to fire up for us in the afternoon. There's 3 o'clock. You can see that broken line of storms moving through. Keep checking back for changes in the timeline for Sunday. We aren't quite close enough to have the high resolution models, but we'll start to see that this evening and tomorrow. A WREL weather alert day for Sunday in most of our viewing area for damaging winds, most likely mid to late afternoon. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh. That rain's just moved through and it's making for some wet conditions. Temperatures are in the mid 60s, but again, we climb into the mid 70s this afternoon as we see a few breaks in the clouds. Mid 70s this afternoon for most of us, 78 in Fayetteville. And Fayetteville, of course, having the big Dogwood Festival over the weekend. Watch out for scattered severe storms during the music this evening, but Saturday looks great. We'll see plenty of sunshine and 80 degrees, and no matter where you are in the viewing area, Saturday looks nice, so get out and enjoy it. Late Saturday night, more rain rolls in, and it's going to be with us for much of the day on Sunday with that chance of afternoon severe storms. Once we get past this weekend, it's nice and quiet. Our highs are below normal, upper 60s to around 70, but we'll start to dry out.
It is the final weekend of April, and it is filled with festivals. WREL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with Out and About's best bets for this weekend. We're going to start off with what Elizabeth was just mentioning there, the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival. This Saturday will be good there.
Yeah, so this annual festival kicked off last night. It continues through Sunday. There's going to be carnival rides, food, live music, a kids zone. It's all happening at Festival Park. There's concerts each night followed by fireworks. Just a good family pick.
How about in Cary, another festival, the Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival, Saturday. Where's that?
This is a giant festival. Okay, more than 170 local artists will be at this event at Bond Park. Now, there are 4 stages of entertainment, plus lots of food, activities for kids. Admission is free. Just go and support local art.
And this is great. On Saturday, also, we can travel to a galaxy far, far away by going to a baseball game in Durham.
This is so cool. Okay. Durham Bulls will be celebrating Star Wars night on Saturday. Coaches and players will be wearing special jerseys featuring Baby Yoda. There will also be visits from several Star Wars characters. First pitch is at 6:35. I rode an elevator once with Darth Vader at one of these events. So you never know who you're going to run into.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a stormtrooper next. Maybe. I don't know. But they usually wait for May the 4th, you know, May the 4th be with you to do that night. But they're on a long road trip, so they have to do it before they leave town. So all good. Kathy, thanks. More on these events can be found in the coming weeks and the weekend just by going to WRL.com, search Out and About. Michelle?
All right. Centennial Campus at NC State will turn a certain shade of purple tomorrow afternoon. Some dedicated runners and walkers will lace up their shoes for the annual Purple Strike Run Walk event. This is video from last year's very successful Purple Stride. The event raises money for pancreatic cancer research. Unlike past years, tomorrow's Purple Stride will happen in the afternoon. Registration is set for 2 o'clock and the race gets underway at 3. You can find more information at pancan.com. This will be one of dozens of Purple Stride events across the country tomorrow. And we're learning more about the airmen suspected of leaking classified documents. According to prosecutors, Jack Teixeira has a violent history of violent threats. Court filings show the 21-year-old talked about killing people to cull the weak-minded. Prosecutors also say he looked up mass killings using search words like Uvalde and Las Vegas shooting on his work computer. Thursday, Teixeira asked a federal judge to release him from detention. The judge said he'll issue his ruling at a later date. If convicted, Teixeira faces at least 25 years in prison.
Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver says she will not run for re-election this fall. Weaver was town commissioner for 6 years, mayor for 4. Her term will end when a new mayor is sworn in this December. She's the second Orange County mayor to take this or make this announcement this month. Last week, Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles announced he will not be running for re-election either.
The flooding emergency in the Midwest is far from over. The Mississippi River continues to rise this morning. The USDA is pausing barge traffic across much of the river. More than 20 flood gauges are showing major flooding. Some cities are slated to remain at major flood stage for at least another week. And people in Florida's panhandle are dealing with this, the aftermath of a tornado that destroyed at least a dozen homes yesterday. This all happened about 30 miles outside of Tallahassee. Officials are urging people in the area to stay off the roads because of downed power lines. Thankfully, all residents have been accounted for and no one was hurt. It's amazing.
Amazon is back to making money once again. The company reported a $3.2 billion profit in the first quarter of 2023. That's after it reported almost $4 billion in losses in the same quarter a year ago. The swing comes as Amazon has ramped up cost-cutting measures, including 2 rounds of layoffs and canceled plans for physical store expansions.
Well, some relief could be coming to the price tags at grocery stores, at least for one important item, eggs. Reports indicate wholesale egg prices may soon drop to $1 a dozen for the first time in almost 2 years. Wholesale prices are what retailers pay to distributors. Now, it's unclear what effect this might have on the cost at the store, though. Experts say while some stores might bring down the price to attract customers, others may choose not to make up for financial losses.
Well, here's a video you want to check out. It shows a middle school student jumping into action when a school bus driver had a medical emergency. This happened in Michigan Wednesday. The driver lost consciousness while driving the students home. Seventh grader Dylan Reeves noticed what was going on, jumped up from his seat. He grabbed the wheel, helped the bus get to a safe stop. He also got others to call 911.
And in my 35 plus years of education, this wasn't extraordinary act of courage and maturity on his part. He jumped up from his seat, threw his backpack down, ran to the front of the bus, grabbed the steering wheel, and brought the bus to a stop in the middle of the road.
That is a pretty crafty kid there. What a great job he did. Look at him. Jumps up there and just grabs the wheel. Police said no one was hurt, and the driver is recovering at the hospital.
It's incredible he had that mindset to just jump into action like that. It's amazing. Well, a superstar is joining the cast of the new Smurfs movie. Rihanna announced that she'll voice Smurfette. She says she'll also be recording new original music for the movie. Paramount Animation is slated to release the Smurfs movie in theaters in February of 2025. She is pregnant, so she, you know what, she can go in her sweatpants and she's not on camera. She's behind a microphone, so it's the best.
Just the voice. It'll be just fine. Before we get a break here, your winning lottery numbers on the screen right now. We'll get another check on weather and traffic as well next.